You are listening to the audio production of Hope by Lori Copeland, published by Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Holly Adams. Prologue. December 1871.
You're a Christian, Dan.
At the odd remark, Dan Sullivan looked up. Franklin knew Dan had accepted the Lord several years ago. It had taken a lot of hard knocks to get to that point, but now his convictions were strong. Franklin chuckled.
You're going to need the patience of Job for what I'm about to ask you to do.
The general reared back in his chair, his scruffy boots propped on the scarred desk. The smell of reams of periodicals wedged in the floor-to-ceiling bookshelves permeated the room. The office was cramped and perfectly reflected Franklin Talsman. The old gentleman absently drummed his stubby fingers on the belly of one who'd partaken of too many of his wife's biscuits. Dan studied the man who'd become more like a father to him than a commanding officer. There wasn't much Frank could ask that Dan wouldn't try to oblige. One more job wasn't going to hurt. God had been good, kept him alive all these years. One last favor for the general wasn't out of place.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that. What do you need, General?
Oh, Franklin pretended sudden interest in his ink blotter as he fidgeted with the inkwell. Dan frowned. Then again, maybe he shouldn't be so quick to offer his services.
Just a small job. Shouldn't take more than a week or two at the most.
Franklin kept his eyes on the blotter.
Maybe three.
2 or 3 weeks. Not much of a delay for an old friend. Still left plenty of time to buy that farm, get a small crop into the ground before summer hit. Leaning back in his chair, Dan recalled the time he first met the general. Had it been 15 years ago? Frank had waded into a rowdy New Orleans street brawl to save his neck. Dan would never forget the favor. He'd been a headstrong, cocky 19-year-old spoiling for a fight and never had trouble finding one. He was lucky that the general liked that in a man. He took Dan under his wing, drew him into the military, and became both friend and mentor. By the end of Dan's military stint, Franklin bragged openly that Dan Sullivan had matured into one of the Army's most prized possessions. 3 years ago, Franklin had formed a small but elite group of men for high-risk jobs, like the recent rash of government payroll robberies. Dan was part of that unit, at least until he retired at the end of the month.
Interested? As long as it's no more than 2 or 3 weeks.
No one was more surprised than Dan when he recently came to the realization that he wanted out of the service. 2 years ago, he'd have laughed at the idea. But he was 34 now. Long overdue for roots, somewhere to call home. Last month, he'd informed Franklin he was leaving. He planned to go back to Virginia, buy a piece of land he'd had his eye on, and start a new life. Both parents were dead, and his one sister lived in England. All of a sudden, he needed something other than a cold bedroll and a lonely campfire. Franklin pushed away from his desk and stood up.
It's the Davidson gang. They're on the move again. They've robbed 3 government payrolls in the past 6 weeks. You've got to find these men and stop this piracy.
Dan frowned.
The Davidson gang? Aren't they nuts?
Franklin shoved a sheaf of papers aside.
Nuttier than Grandma Elliot's fruitcakes. But they're smart enough to rid the government of a good deal of money lately.
Getting out of his chair, Dan moved to the window. Outside, twilight settled over the barren ground. In another few months, Washington, D.C. would come to life. Ugly patches of snow would give way to tender blades of new green grass. Crocuses and lilies would push their heads through the rich black soil. Tulips and daffodils would bloom along the walks and roadways.
You know, Dan, Meredith and I have been hoping you'd reconsider your resignation. Why not take a few months off, take a well-deserved break, then come back?
The old man chuckled.
After the assignment, of course. The Army needs...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?